This is the Aviat Merli of the 8th of March 2026. Original date, the 18th of January 2009. To give the return of 40 years of Aviat sustenance, do four things. Be one who has pure and positive thoughts for others. One who has pure and positive thoughts for oneself. One who creates a pure atmosphere with your pure attitude. And one who stays in the awareness of zero and hero. Today, Bap Dada has come to meet all his serviceable companion children, the ones who have been companions in service at the beginning, and, as well as that, the companions of other service too. You are expanding service very well. So Bap Dada is pleased to see his companions and is singing in his heart the song, "Wah, my companions of the service of world transformation, wah." Today, from Amrit Vela, all the children were garlanding Bap Dada with garlands of love. There were three types of garlands. One garland was of zeal and enthusiasm of becoming equal to the Father. The second garland was of the Gopikas, who have become separated from the Father and are in bondage. There were their garlands, but they were garlands of extremely invaluable, sparkling tears. Each teardrop was sparkling like a pearl. The third garland was of the complaints of some of the children. Today, from Amrit Vela, love was especially seen merged in all of the children. Through the variety form image of Bap Dada, it was as though Baba enfolded all the children in his outstretched arms. Today, in fact, as well as love, it was also the day of willing all the powers. Baba put his hand in the hand of one daughter and willed her all the powers. Baba was seeing all the children, the Shakti army and the Pandavs. Bap Dada saw that some children, the Pandavs and the Shaktis, were moving ahead in their efforts at a fast speed by being introverted in an incognito way. Externally, it is not visible, but they are good effort makers. Bap Dada saw that in today's form, especially in the subject of love, everyone's face was sparkling. You are Gyani children, but the subject of love is also essential, because those who have love have to work less hard and easily remain in the experience of love. No matter if the problem is as big as a mountain, with the power of love, you are able to change the mountain into cotton wool. You are able to make the mountain as light as water. Love is a canopy of protection, and because of that canopy of protection, you remain constantly safe. It becomes easy. With your love, you make the Supreme Soul, or God, your friend, and the memorial of this is Kuda Dost, God the Friend. By making God your friend, because of the relationship of the friend, you are able to make any problem easy. Love makes you make the Father your companion. This knowledge is the seed, and the water of love brings fruit from the seed, the fruit of attainment. The loving children of such a father do not consider remembering the father to be an effort, but they consider it difficult to forget him. One who loves cannot forget that love. When you say, "My Baba," with your heart and with love, you receive the key to all the treasures. So both Bap and Dada are so loving that they become present in front of those who love them as their Lord. Everyone remembers them, but some remember them with effort, whereas others remain constantly merged in the ocean of love. People of the world say that each soul merges in the Supreme Soul, whereas the soul actually remains merged in God's love. It doesn't become merged, but remains merged in love. So today is the day to remain merged in love. Effort finishes and changes into the form of love. So Bap Dada saw the result of all the children. The majority of you have done your homework. You have even repeatedly revised and realized the aim of becoming equal to the Father. The results of 75% of the children were good, but you have to become equal to the Father. No matter what storms come in front of you, it is, after all, the time of the completion of the Iron Age, and so, of course, storms will come, because this is the time of transformation. However, what are storms to you children? Storms, tufan, are not storms, but they are gifts, tufa, because Bap Dada's hand of blessing is on the head of all the effort-making children. Those who have had a determined thought, that is, those who have used the key of determination, according to their present results, have attained success. However, now, for all time, make the storms into gifts, make the problems into solutions, and continue to move forward. Bap Dada is pleased with the present results. You have kept a firm aim in the yoga tapasya you did. I have to become this. 40 years of Aviat sustenance have now been completed. So what comes first in the year 40? It is the point, zero. So the zero reminds you that you are a hero, a real diamond, and a great hero, and that you have to be a hero actor and perform every task as a hero. So always remember zero and hero. Then, for the four, you have to put four things into your life in a natural way. You have to do that with determination. Will you do that? Are you ready? No matter what paper comes in front of you, you have to put these four things into your life. Are you sure? 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 Those sitting at the back, are you sure? Maya will eat those who are weak, and this is why you have to remain strong. One thing, constantly have pure and positive thoughts for others. Shubh Chintak. When you see or hear about anyone's weakness, be merciful. have pure and positive thoughts for them, and definitely give them your cooperation. You must not see their weakness, but you must definitely give them cooperation. This is known as having pure and positive thoughts for others. You will remain strong in this, will you not? Bestowers of support, be merciful and give your cooperation. Do not step away from them or have dislike for them, but forgive them instead. One never has dislike for someone who is under an external influence. Instead, one gives him support. So have pure and positive thoughts for others. The second is to have pure and positive thoughts for yourself. Shubh Chintang. Nowadays, Bap Dada sees that the majority of the children sometimes have a lot of wasteful thoughts. By having these, the powers you have accumulated are wasted. Therefore, give your mind the homework of having pure and positive thoughts for yourself, and of giving yourself a title of self-respect of one thing or another. Create a timetable for your mind. You make a timetable for actions anyway, but now create a timetable for your mind. After celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada at Amrit Vela, give your mind a point of self-respect. However, as Baba has told you earlier, each one of you definitely has some time, 12 to 13 times a day. And in that time, have realization and also revise it. By keeping your mind busy, your time will not be spent in wasteful thoughts. You won't have to make effort. The confluence age is an age of pleasure, and you will stay in that pleasure at every moment. The second thing is to have pure and positive thoughts for yourself. Check and change. The third is a pure attitude. By having an impure attitude, you spread impurity into the atmosphere. Therefore, have a pure attitude. The fourth is that each of you has to take this responsibility. My duty is especially to create a pure atmosphere and not look at others. What do you do when there is a bad odour in the atmosphere? You spray a fragrance, do you not? You cannot tolerate that bad odour, and so you use one or another fragrance. In the same way, you definitely have to change an ordinary or impure atmosphere. Whether you are young or new, this is each one's responsibility. You have to have this determined thought. I definitely have to create a pure atmosphere. This promise will bring about revelation. You make a promise and Bap Dada is pleased. But sometimes there isn't that determination in the promise, and this is why there isn't the success you want, as much as you want. Each of you has to create such an atmosphere in the whole world for matter and also souls and within souls. Brahmin souls are also included. Each one has to create such an atmosphere at your service place with that determination. If you have to renounce something, then do that. Not, I will only renounce something if others renounce something. No. If the system is fine, then... Do not make conditions. I definitely have to do this. Being a world transformer is your self-respect, is it not? All of you are world transformers, are you not? Raise your hands. Okay, world transformers, very good. So, first of all, Bap Dada wants to see. It is there and it will also happen. But this year, if Bap Dada tours around the little and big centres, what would the atmosphere be like? Just as today is the day of love and power, in the same way, the atmosphere at the centres in the villages and also in the big centres should be like a living temple. In making the negative into positive, I have to be first in this. Do not say you first. No, I have to be first in this. Because Bap Dada, the advanced party, and nowadays even nature are all waiting. You are the ones who are making all the preparations. You don't have to wait, but you do have to make the preparations. Today, there is fear everywhere, in everyone's heart. The majority of the people in the world have the one thought. What will happen tomorrow? You know what is going to happen tomorrow. So who is having this thought? I will become the first instrument to bring about transformation. Raise your hands for this. You will have to do it. You will have to do it. You will have to change. You will have to become a protector. You will have to renounce something and take love. Did you raise the hand of your mind or just your physical hand? Who raised the hand of their mind? When your mind changes, the world will change. So what will be the slogan this year? What slogan will it be? No problem. The flag of victory will be hoisted in your heart, and you will all perform a dance of happiness in your mind. The dance of the mind is happiness, so you will perform this dance of happiness at every moment. You are the children of the bestower, and so whoever comes to you, you must definitely give each one a gift of one or another virtue. Then, in 1 second, that determined thought, the thought of the bestower, will become a lift, and within a second, they will reach whatever they want. The supreme abode, the subtle region, physical Madhaban, or the corporeal world, without having to make any effort. Whoever comes in front of you, do not send them away empty-handed. Do not meet them without any gift of virtue in your words, on your face, or in your behaviour. So this year, keep the result of every month with you and send a card of okay to the Yagya through your teacher. Do not send a long letter, but just send a card of okay. Do not send a big card. Do not send those worldly cards. Send the blessing card that you receive from your teacher. How many gifts of virtues and powers do you have? If you were to make a list, it would be a long list. And it isn't that the more you give, the less you will have, but they will continue to increase. They speak of the magic mantra, and so this Shiva mantra is that whatever virtues you have, they will not decrease for you, but they will increase instead. Because it is said, when you give a donation, you become free from the eclipse of bad omens. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time stand up. It is good. The governor of Madhya Pradesh is sitting in the gathering. It is good that you have come to this gathering. Bap Dada is giving all of you who have come this blessing. Definitely always say good morning and good night to the Father. Because if you see the Father first thing in the morning when you open your eyes, then your whole day will be good. Multi-million-fold love, remembrance and greetings to the children who have come here for the first time. Acha. Now for the four things that Baba told you about. And the fifth one was to become a zero and a hero. Brahmin souls who are to become angels, who churn these things and stay in the stage of being merged, to become deities is your birthright. You are angels who are to become deities. So remain constantly merged in love. Be merged in love. Constantly keep the key of thoughts of determination in your mind, intellect and awareness. Because Maya chases after this key a great deal. To all of you children everywhere, who remain constantly powerful in your mind and intellect, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. To the daddies, to Daddy Janki. You came back after going on a tour, very good. What you are doing is very good. Baba remembered the picture in which Jagadamba is standing in the middle holding a flag and all the Shaktis are standing behind her. Bap Dada now wishes to show that picture to the world. Out of all the Brahmins, prepare such a Shakti army that becomes instrumental and, while touring around, makes the atmosphere powerful. They should also have the determined thought. We are having the determined thought that we will demonstrate this by definitely changing this atmosphere. Let them hoist this flag. Let such a group emerge that would tour around and make the atmosphere right with their stage, words and company. Demonstrate this by preparing such a group. Bap Dada remembered this picture, and so let it happen practically. Do not say that you don't have time. None of you can say that you don't have time. You will find time if you have the good wishes. Prepare such a group and bring it to Bap Dada. Youth group. This year, whatever the Brahmin codes of conduct are, you will all fully observe all of them in your minds, words, actions, relationships and connections. You have to prepare such a group. This year, let no code of conduct be broken. Create such a group amongst yourselves. Those who take the initiative are Arjuna. Do you like this? Who will do it? Will you do it? Raise your hands. Will you do it? Will all the youth do it? How many of you are there? The reply came 400. Make this firm within your group, and then we will show the government that all of you are the ones who follow the highest codes of conduct. The government also wants this, but is unable to do it. You can demonstrate by doing it practically. Show it by being an example. You have received your homework, have you not? Bap Dada wants all Brahmin souls everywhere to perform wonders this year. Let there not be any chaos of waste thoughts. Accumulate so many pure thoughts that you don't even have the time to allow any waste thoughts to come. You have these many treasures, do you not? Have you accumulated so many treasures of pure thoughts? Have you? Raise your hands. There are Shaktis too. It is good. Let Shaktis become examples, and Pandavas also become examples. Acha, Bap Dada is pleased. Blessing. May you become free from bondage and experience a high stage by becoming free from any subtle bondage of thoughts. To the extent that you children are free from bondage, so you can accordingly remain stable in a high stage. Therefore, check, is any string still attached, even in the subtle form, in my thoughts, words, or actions? Do not remember anyone except the One Father. If you remember even your body, then, along with your body, your relations of the body, your physical possessions, and the world will all follow one after another. I am free from bondage. Keep this blessing in your awareness and do the service of releasing the whole world from Maya's trap. Slogan: those who finish any trouble of their bodies and minds with a soul conscious stage can remain unshakable. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. It is the duty of problems to come and the duty of a soul whose intellect has faith to become an embodiment of solutions and to transform problems. Why? As soon as each of you Brahmin souls took birth, you challenged Maya that you would become a conqueror of Maya. The form of a problem is a form of Maya. Since you have challenged her, Maya will definitely oppose you. However, with your victorious form and with your intellect having faith, consider everything to be nothing new and overcome the situations and you will remain a carefree emperor. Om Shanti.